Bill's Focus is presented by Atwal Eye Care, the official LASIK provider of the Buffalo Bills.
Only three games into the preseason, it's obvious the Buffalo defense has pretty much picked up where it left off last season. The Bills got three more takeaways in the game against the Steelers, and they got consistently good play from the backups on defense against the run and the pass.
I think what gives us a good spark is that we kind of have seen what's going on in the game. So it's not like we're coming out there fresh. We know what kind of protections and where things are happening. So that gives us kind of an edge to come in and run around a little bit.
We got real prestigious coaches, you know, like Pepper Johnson. He stresses that to us every day, you know, and just have no fear and, you know, be out there as warriors, and that's what we're trying to do here. We're trying to, man, you know, coach is giving us the opportunity to make plays, so you just gotta, when they come around, you gotta make them.
When we out there, no matter what situation it is, we out there to make plays. 17, 13, we out there to make plays. We're flying around.
You know, the game's moving along, and even if you're down or anything, but when you get in there, you almost have to, it's like a fresh start, right?
Yeah. Sometimes I can't look at the score sometimes, because once I'm in there, I'm just trying to make a play, and make the best opportunity I am.
The biggest play on the defense was the fumble forced by backup defensive lineman Stephon Charles and recovered by backup defensive tackle Landon Cohen, who rumbled 59 yards downfield to set up Buffalo's only touchdown.
Jacquees Smith, he had held him up, so I just said, you know, I should have got it out on the first one, so I just said I stuck my head in there, and it came out.
Just get it and don't fall on it. You know, it's a D lineman's dream to have the ball in your hand. So just pick it up and try to run and get as much as I can before one of the receivers or something catch me.
Did you hear people coming behind you, or did you have a clear? You didn't look at the jumbotron.
I don't know. I didn't look at the jumbotron. I don't know what happened. You know, when D linemen get the ball, it's like, you know, you just try to do it the best you can. You know.
Have you done that before? Have you had a big run back like that?
Never ever. So that was the first one. Even little league, never had a run like that. So.
Were you anticipating you might get in the end zone?
Nah, I didn't think I was going to get there. I thought somebody would catch me.
I was trying to pick it up and run my damn self, but he had it. I thought he was going to take it to the house, but, you know, he got caught up.
Another takeaway came when rookie cornerback Sam Miller tipped a pass to rookie safety Deion Broomfield for a fourth quarter interception. Broomfield is deep down the depth chart in the secondary, but he says that does not matter.
I was just in the middle of the field playing deep safety, and they've been targeting 10 down the field a lot. So I kind of just read the quarterback, and he took me there, and I just made a good break, and ball got tipped up and then landed in my hand, so it was a good play.
It's going to be a good feeling to see the ball sitting up there like that after Sam tipped it, right? You knew you could make that.
Yeah, I knew I could make it. I just had to get over there in the vicinity, and I mean, he had great coverage to tip it up, so it was, you know, Sam definitely contributed to me making that play.
You dream of stuff like that, Deion, when you're kind of fighting for a roster spot to make a big play like that in a game that was close? I mean, it was a tie game.
Oh, yeah, definitely. That's just something you visualize before a game or the night before a game, just laying in bed and you just, you know, you picture yourself making plays, and that's definitely a play that I've pictured myself doing plenty of times before, and to actually do it in the game in a two-minute situation, it's a dream.
It's a good sign to see the Buffalo defense making plays up and down the roster. It is a good omen with the regular season now just 3 weeks away. With the Bills in Pittsburgh, I'm John Murphy for Bills Focus, presented by Atwal Eye Care.